You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Is this bad? Chelsea, is this bad that I always bring Rice Krispie treats to Dan Ryder's house?
Why?
It's just my thing. It's just what I do. Like, he has a get-together, or people go over to his house, and I don't want to go empty-handed.
Obviously. That'd be bad etiquette.
And usually he has piles of food anyways, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll just go get some Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, you don't even make them? You buy them?
It's cheaper to buy them.
Okay.
That's one of those things where it's just cheaper to
buy. Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never made them before.
I think they're like $5 or $6.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I will tell you how much they are. They're $5.98 at Walmart.
Wow. A specific price. You have bought them a lot.
And since Valentine's Day is a month away, they've got the red and pink sprinkles.
Nice.
On the Rice Krispie. So I brought those, and Dan Ryder said, dude, stop. And I'm like, what? What? And he was just like, I'm over the Rice Krispie. You always bring Rice Krispie. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because that's my thing.
Yeah, but does
I'm the
anyone
Rice
actually...
Krispie fairy.
But does anyone actually eat them? Have you noticed that if anyone enjoys them?
Well, I noticed last time, this past weekend when I brought him over, I didn't even see him. I think he took them and threw them out.
Good.
Why?
Or he put them in his own pantry.
Like, why? Why is that bad?
I think Rice Krispie treats are boring to me. I would never reach for one at a party. Mm-mm.
Who are you?
They're boring. They're just blah.
You're talking bad language right now.
Sorry.
How could you not like Rice Krispies? Are you not American?
I liked them as a kid, I guess, but I'm not obsessed with them. They're okay.
Madam, are not
if
nice
If I ever
today.
Have a party, you better not bring those. They will go straight into the dumpster.
All right. Awesome. Well, then I'll bring nothing.
Then
and
good.
That's my next
just
point.
Bring yourself.
Then how about I just don't bring anything?
Or bring something
And that's
something
what
else.
I told him. I said, you know what? This is my thing. I bring the Rice Krispie treats.
No one asked you for it to be your thing.
Well, and I'm making it my thing.
See, my thing is bringing pickle wraps to parties.
Okay, wait a minute.
But people actually
so you have
like
a thing.
Them. I have a thing, but people like them.
Who
they ask for them.
Who in the world doesn't like Rice Krispie
They're
treats
okay.
besides you?
I'm not saying I don't like them. They're just okay. They're meh. If there are other dessert options, I would take that.
Okay, so if I bring pickle wraps, I'm a better
Yes.
house
well, for
guest.
One, you put more work into it. You actually have to make those.
I drove to Walmart. I'm supporting Sam.
I don't know what else you need. Good.
So this is bad, is what you're saying.
It is bad because you have been asked by Dan Ryder not to bring them.
I thought it was rude for Dan Ryder to say... He said to me, he said, you know what? That's just stop. That's what he said to me. He said, stop.
You should stop.
No.
I'm sorry. Switch it up a little bit. Mix it up. Be creative.
Next time I'm bringing pickled herring. That's what I'm going to do.
What's that?
It's in a jar and you put it on crackers and it's raw. And that's what I'm going to bring from here on out.
At least it's something different.
Well, then that's what I'll do.
All right.
So it is bad that I bring Rice Krispie treats to
Dan's
house.
Yeah, it's boring.
Okay. I'll just be boring by myself.
Okay.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.